From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Baudet, Paula Poundstone, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jonathan Mine from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey, how are things in Boston?
Oh, they're not too bad. It's actually pretty warm today.
Oh, yes. And the Red Sox are playing again, which is exciting.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, did you see that thing where they had Bill Buckner throw out the first pitch?
Yes, I did. I snuck away from work for a little bit and got a chance to watch that.
Did it reduce you to tears as well, or am I just weird?
Well, I'm not originally from Massachusetts. I'm from Kansas, so,
right.
You know, it is what it is.
Have you forgiven him, Peter?
I have forgiven him from the depth of my heart.
Okay. Who's Bill Buckner?
Well, we only really have about 45 minutes left. I don't know if I have time to really fill you in on this in the story, but he's a tragic figure of my youth, but I've come to peace with him. Jonathan, it is nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jonathan's topic? Carl is not going for yet another ride in the kiddie coaster, no. He's talking about the revolutionary Nintendo video game system, the Wii, the one where you actually have to get up and move, wave your arms around using its motion-sensitive controller. This week we read about a new game that will use the Wii's capabilities in a whole new way. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about new games created just for the Wii, but only one of them is true. Pick that real game, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
All right, sounds good.
All right, ready? First up, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
If dragging your baggy hide off the couch to play tennis or box with a virtual opponent is a little heavy on the joystick for you, relax. Grab another tub of ranch dip because hope is on the way. Major League Eating, the game, will be released as a WiiWare launch title on May 12th. From pie-eating contests at the county fair to the chilled shrimp at a wedding reception, Americans are no strangers to competitive eating. Food-based gaming was inevitable, so dig in. Chow down against a computer-generated glutton or take on your fellow couch potatoes online, all without leaving your own couch. Sharp graphics measure remaining stomach capacities, and matches are complete when somebody projectile vomits. Power-belching burp-offs are just one of the many challenges you'll enjoy on the way to witnessing your rival's full-throated howl of defeat.
Major League Eating coming soon for the Wii. Your next story of that console's latest offering comes from Roxanne Roberts.
In an effort to attract the growing female market, next month Wii releases Love Hunt, an interactive dating game. The game is set in Matchtown, USA, where singles search for a mate in bars, discos, churches, and grocery stores. Players use the controller to wave, wink, drink, and run it up and down the body during slow dances. Hit it off, you use your arms to hug, pinch a bottom, or even make out. Turned off, players cross their arms, push away, or even sharply sweep the controller to slap the offender. Players get points for being approachable but not too easy, and win by collecting or being asked for the most phone numbers. Quote, it's like our interactive baseball or tennis games, but the winning score is love, love, Nintendo said in a press release.
Love Hunt. Which you can date in the privacy of your own living room. And lastly, let's hear a story of the latest frontier on the Wii from Paula Poundstone.
Nintendo Wii's newest game, I'm the Politician's Spouse. puts an end to the notion that electronic games are shallow, mindless entertainment. The player clips motion-sensitive wires to their cheeks and dons wired gloves to signal an animated spouse poised behind a speechifying politician. The savvy player must intuit when to nod, applaud, step forward and wave to accept a touching but unexpected wind beneath my wings type tribute. Points are lost for looking dazed or inattentive or openly flirting with an attendee. the key to the game is split-second timing and both subtle and dramatic facial expressions following the politician's text. The spouse must emote support, concern, forgiveness, and a general sense that if the politician dies, they can take over.
All right, let's review your choices. Let's put it this way. The video game experience provides you a chance to be virtually somebody or something else. So, you will be able to be from Tom Baudet, a competitive eater, from Roxanne Roberts, a person out there in the singles market, from Paula Poundstone, the spouse of a prominent politician. Which of these will be the virtual experience available to you on your Wii?
Well, I'm not really sure, but I think I'm going to have to go with the first one.
You're going to go Tom's story about competitive eating?
Yeah.
All right, that's your choice. Well, what we decided to do was we decided to get a reaction to the prospect of this game from somebody who does this for real.
I'm Crazy Legs Conti, the 11th ranked competitive eater in the world. When anyone can use a Nintendo Wii remote to eat 20 dozen Acme New Orleans oysters in 8 minutes, that means 12-year-olds can become virtual gustatory gladiators, while in reality, I just get the upset stomach.
That, of course, as you heard, was Crazy Legs Conti.
All right.
The 11th ranked competitive eater in the world. We tried to reach the first 10, but their mouths were full. Congratulations, Jonathan, you got it right, because indeed the new Wii game will allow you to be a competitive eater. Well done.
All right.
You're into point for Tom. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Excellent.
It is. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.